This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, there's no weather threat. Temperatures cool and the Corn Belt as a whole has seen moisture conditions becoming improved to much improved. Western Iowa, still running on subsoil moisture, needs a drink. That area is not large enough to move the market. We've had many forecasts here in northwest Iowa for rain and gotten little to nothing. Maybe a drier forecast will work in reverse. Gold was up again into a new high after a two-day pause. The U.S. dollar has extended losses to new lows. China's PMI rose to 51.1 from 50.9 last month, which is growth. They have handled the pandemic better than we have, and there is frankly an enormous difference in the economic consequence. They estimate China's second quarter growth at 3.2%, enough that Beijing is reportedly not adding to stimulus measures. Weekly and daily USDA exports were constructive. The USDA dropped the news that China had bought 1.937 million metric tons of corn and another 130,000 tons were sold to the unknown. The market treated that like old news, which it probably was. China has stepped up buying enough in order to get recognition for phase one. The record large volume corn purchase got them a headline. This purchase was noteworthy because they bought our corn when it was not the cheapest available to them. I've said that they would have to show us favoritism in the market. That would change the market over time. They need to do more, such as dropping duties on distillers' grain. The GOP HEALS Act gives $20.45 billion, while the Dems CARES Act would give $23.5 billion to USDA for relief programs to ag producers and processors. Hog producers could get compensation for euthanizing hogs, and an additional subsidy payments would be given to grain, soy, cotton, and other producers. The HEALS Act provides forgiveness for all PPP loans under $150,000 without documentation. Most PPP loans would be forgiven anyway, so I suppose this makes it simpler. The HEALS Act had nothing specific for ethanol, while the HEROES Act specifically targeted aid through the Renewable Fuels Reimbursement Program. Ethanol plants that operated January 1st to May 1st would get 45 cents a gallon, and those that shuttered would get half that much. That would help the industry recapitalize. Donald J. Trump was in Odessa, Texas, oil company Wednesday, picking up campaign checks. The ethanol industry cannot outbid big oil in a transactional political contest. The amount of aid for the ag sector is not all that much difference between the two versions. Both pretty much will take care of agriculture with the CARES Act aid more spelled out. The major difference in the bills lies elsewhere. On the hogs, packers have been killing more hogs than Saturdays to eat into the backlog. It'll take a lot of Saturdays to catch up, though. It'll take even longer to moderate pig production by shrinking the breeding herd, but expanded sow slaughter suggests that is occurring. Sometime next year, supply will run short of demand. Mexico's economy may have tanked, but they bought 15 million metric tons of pork, so we're still buying groceries. Weekly port export sales were a strong 39,000 metric ton. China bought 17.8 thousand metric ton. Export demand is so far making up for weak domestic demand. Tyson Foods has gone to testing and screening its employees for COVID-19 at 140 different plants weekly to try to stay on top of the pandemic. They cannot social distance on production lines, so they need to make sure that what protocols they are compensating for that with are effective at protecting their workers. They had tested 40,000 workers and 1,200 tested positive. That is a 3% positive rate. On cattle, 29.5 thousand metric tons of beef was sold for export, with most sold to our stalwart buyers, Japan and Korea. China bought just 1.4 thousand metric tons. The weakness in the U.S. dollar should help meat exports. European Union meat has gotten more expensive relative to ours as the dollar falls. Brazil has been struggling to keep its meat plants open to export as the pandemic has not eased there. McDonald's is contracting with the Mayo Clinic to come up with safety protocols to open what they can in the restaurants, however they can. That way they get the credibility of one of the nation's finest medical organizations. The big restaurants can afford the best. We'll see concentration in the restaurant industry result from this pandemic. The smallest mom-and-pop type restaurants will struggle to survive. I'll bet that McDonald's is surprised themselves about how much food they can hand out the window in a day. There's always a line of cars. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.